It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Sister Sabrina, will you please open up the prayer line with prayer? Thank you.
Father, we just thank you in advance for a right now word. We thank you for this new year. Lord, you said all things are new and created, God, by you. And God, everything old has to pass away. So we know that your mercies are new every morning. And this mercy today in your word, God, I pray that it reaches and teaches and delivers your people as they receive the word of the Lord. Not just hear it, but receive it. And God, expect a manifestation this year that all things have passed away. Behold, everything's new, and I thank you right now that no weapon formed against us during this time of prayer, during this time of fellowship, and the word of the Lord that's going forth. I thank you that the blood of Jesus will cover him, Pastor Smith, that she delivers this anointing, and that we'll receive, and our ears will hear, and our hearts will receive. And Lord, I thank you that, God, you are moving in great and mighty ways. This day, we declare it done by faith as we listen to the word of God that's been rained down to heaven into the heart of our pastor today. In Jesus' name, we say thank you and advance. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Happy New Year and welcome to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Just a few announcements. Please pay close attention because we do have a couple date changes. So there are now 6 ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first is this Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already a part of, but just want you to know that next Tuesday, January 9th, we will not be having service on the radio, but we will be returning the next Tuesday, which is January 16th. Our next way is our 8 p.m. Wednesday night prayer line, and the number is 916-588-9688. We also have a special announcement in reference to Wednesday night. We won't be having a service on our 916 number on tomorrow, which is Wednesday, January 3rd, but we will be returning on the following Wednesday at our regular scheduled time, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on January 10th. All these things are preparation for what the ministry is bringing in 2018. Praise God. The third way is in-person services on Sundays at 1:30 p.m. The address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue, North Highlands, California, and that's in Sacramento County. The fourth way is to call in and listen live to the word going forth every Sunday at 2:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and the number is 916-588-9688. The fifth way is through a written prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. No return address is required. God knows who and where you are. All prayer requests will be prayed over by our pastor, Pastor Smith. The sixth way is also a written prayer request, and it's through email. The email address is sghprayer@yahoo.com. Again, I've already gave the special announcements about the days, and please remember to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, his word, and his works. Please remember to mute your phones when you're not speaking. And God bless. Happy New Year.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Pastor, this is Penny, and I just wanted to make one more quick announcement. I would like to apologize to anyone who had gotten on a prayer line on Sunday. We had technical difficulties with the sound, and just want to encourage people to get back on the prayer line on Sunday, and it will be up and fully in operation.
Thank you. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Pastor, this is Sabrina here in
Sabrina, you're breaking up. I cannot hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, you're clear.
Okay. I just wanted to thank God for the fellowship we had on Sunday. The power of God just came in and just encouraged, restored, renewed, just gave you hope, and just very, very encouraging. It was very encouraging to see all the people there receiving what God has for them. And I pray to God that they hold on to it and expect for God to just follow through on what he's promised them. So I'm just thankful for God to that. And then also, Pastor, on the way home, my daughter had gotten a call, you know, the thing you had prayed over her and her music and all of that. Well, we ended up bringing in the New Year's out at one of the local fellowships here with some young people, and she had the opportunity to minister there.
So. Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Well, this is Sister Tamara. I just thank the Lord for being in the New Year. Some didn't make it in, so I just thank the Lord for that. I'm a little under the weather, so pray for me as I read your scriptures tonight. But I just thank the Lord for all of you that are listening, all of you that your families made it into the new year, and that we are blessed to give the Lord our life and our service.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for the breath of God. Oh, we thank you for your mercy and for your grace, how you allowed us to come into a new year. We know, Father, it's you. We give you praise tonight. We glorify and lift up your name. You said you are lifted up, you will draw men unto you. We come to lift up your name tonight. We thank you for your anointing to breathe upon this word to bring life. By faith, we thank you for that it's done in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, will you please turn to Exodus, the 14th chapter, verses 13 through 15, and John 10:10. Those two books, please. It's Exodus, the 14th chapter, verses 13 through 15, and John 10, verse 10.
Amen.
Praise God. This is a word of encouragement for the bodies of believers and for you that is a transition in your life. And this word was so encouraged to my soul on Sunday. So this is a word to encourage you that are going through a place of transition into this new year, into a place of a fresh start. And this word to encourage you, what God was encouraging his people who had gone through many years of difficulties, who had been oppressed by the evil one, who had worked free labor. And it was their time for transition. It was their time to progress. It was their time to move forward. It was their time for a new thing to come in their lives. It was their time for things to be shift, for them to walk in accomplishment, to advance. And this is a word to encourage you that's out there tonight. You that has been in life for a long time. You that have gone through all kinds of difficulties. You that have gone through many crises and disasters. I'm not talking about creating these things for your on your own accord, but things happened. This is encouragement tonight. When God says it's time to pass over, we must trust God, thanks of God. And if he has spoken a word, he spoke a word to Israel. And when God speak a word, there's power in his word. It's power in whatever he said. It's time for you and I to move forward in. It is a security for us. But we must believe when God speak a word. We must trust and rely on him. And this is what the Spirit of God was encouraging Moses to tell his people. He had seen their affliction. He had seen their tears. And he had heard their cries. And this is for you out there tonight. You have been faithful to God. You have gone through the fire, and you have cried out to your Lord. He said, I hear, I heard, and I see, and it's your time. And so this is a word of encouragement, but you must receive the word by faith, saints. And when we pray tonight, you must accept the word by faith. Victory is yours already if you can believe. And this is what God was encouraging Moses to tell the people, that he was going to do this and get their hands out of it, because he was going to do all the work. That's a mighty God. That's a powerful God. Exodus 14:13-15, please. 13-15.
And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more, forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward.
This was God. There was an encouraging word, that he was encouraging them that I'm on your side and don't be afraid. He wanted them to stand and see what God was going to do. He was not telling them that they will never see Egyptians, but that those particular Egyptian. He said, it's over with. The things that you have gone through, the thing that has caused you difficulties and oppressed you, that's what he was telling them. You're not going to see them again. These Egyptians, you'll never see them again. It's something that you are not going to have to go through again, saints, if you can believe God tonight. He said, I will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you. You have no need to do anything. And this is a word to encourage you, get out of it. You don't need to do anything. If you could have delivered yourself years ago, you would have done it. You can't. God said, this is my job. I'm going to do this. He's encouraging us tonight. And the Lord said to Moses, tell the people to what? Move forward. Saints, it's time to move forward, to advance in what he has for us. And he is the one that will cause us tonight to move forward into the future. God wants you to know he's going to do it. And what's so powerful about God, he was letting them know that I'm going to cut some things off. Talk about these Egyptians. He said, He's going to cut them off from you. He said, I'm going to give you a fresh start. He said, I'm going to prune this and clip this and move this for you. I'm going to dissolve it for you because change is in your life. He was speaking a word of faith over Israel. This is a word of faith tonight from the word of God to build you up as you go forward in 2018. He was telling them that there's a shift and there's alterations coming in your life and things going to be changed. But you must trust me as you go forward, because you can rely on me. You can have assurance in me. This is what God was encouraging his people, because we know going into a new place, a new year, we don't know what the future holds in it, but you know who holds the future? God. That's what he was telling them, to depend on me. Entrust me with your future. This is what God is telling us tonight, saints of God. Entrust God with your future. Rely and have confidence in God tonight. I don't care what it is you're facing. These were enemies that they had gone through for years, and they were still there. They hadn't disappeared. But God was letting them know tonight to have confidence in me for your future. Look ahead. I'm going to do this thing for you. This is what God is saying tonight to us as believers. And when God began to cut some things, and they didn't understand any of this because they have been in an oppressed state. You know, when you're in a oppressed state and you've been going through for so long, when things begin to move in another direction, sometimes you feel like you need to get involved and do something. No, you don't need to do anything. You need to do what this word said. Stand still, because God is surrounding everything in your life for this new place, for this new thing, for this new people that he's going to bring into your life, for this new beginning that's coming forth in your life. And what's so important about a new beginning, whoever you travel with on the new beginning can be so important in your destiny. God must be with us as we travel on this. God must be with us as we travel. It's so important in this journey, saints of God. This is what he was telling them. In this new beginning, who you travel with can be most important. God is the most important thing in this new area that he's placing. He is the most important thing, saints of God. I'm going to repeat it again. He is the most important thing. We have a lot of people with big mouths making all kinds of promise to us. How are they going to support us? How are they going to help us? Saints, I want you to take it with a grain of sand tonight. Because I heard a lady say many years ago, an empty wagon make a lot of noise. I didn't understand what that lady was talking about. I was a kid and just got saved. She said, oh, don't worry about empty wagons. She said, empty wagons make a lot of noise. And as I began to grow older in the things of God and older in age, I learned through that slogan, empty wagons make a lot of noise. But something that's filled with the Spirit of God, something that's overflowing with God, their word is their bond. You can depend on God, saints of God. But a lot of talk and a lot of words, a lot of things that people have said to you in the past, I'm talking about empty wagons tonight, have made a lot of noise in your life, have not fulfilled any promise, have said that they were going to support you and do this, that, and the other. It was a lot of empty words. It was a lot of noise. But I'm encouraging you tonight, according to this word, God saying you're going to move forward, and he's going to do it. You will not have to worry about what it's going to be like a grain of sand. I'm encouraging you tonight. When I hear a lot of noise, when I hear a lot of great things come out of people's mouth, it's like a grain of sand to me. Why? Because I know reliance and dependency is on the Lord, that the Lord is the only one can cause you to move forward. And I'm telling you, that's what life will show you in this hour we're living in. If you're breathing, you're living, you have life in you tonight. And I'm encouraging you, don't you get despondent tonight when you hear a lot of empty words and it always never come to pass. But I'm telling you tonight, this is what God was telling Israel, that you're going to move forward because I'm doing this, that you're not going to have to go through those things that have oppressed you in the past, those things that have belittled you, those things that caused you, hallelujah, to be hopeless. I'm your hope. And he said, you are going to move forward, and don't you be afraid. And this is a word of encouragement tonight. What God will do for you will be supernatural. He'll send people in your life that you have never met before, that's not empty, but has a word. They stands by their word. Their word is their bond. They do what they say. They stand because they are relying on God to do this thing through them for you, and they don't hold nothing over your head or make you feel like you owe them something. They do it because they love God and they love you and they want the best for you. This is an hour tonight to let you know that God loves you. He wants the best for you, and he's cutting off something. I'm talking about empty wagons. He's getting rid of some empty wagons tonight. He's giving you a fresh coat of paint. He's putting something new in your life. The Lord is taking you through a place where he's dissolving some things that's been empty, fruitless, nothing coming out of it but a lot of empty things, a lot of empty promises. But this word is saying tonight the Lord will fight for you. You don't have to do anything. And when God fights for you, he will bring the right things into your life. He will come out of a hookup. He knows what to hook you up with because he created you and I. He knows what we need. He knows what we stand in need of. He knows who needs to be, hallelujah, in with us as we go through this walk. He knows the right people that need to be connected to you. So this is a time that God is dividing. He's sowing and chopping. He's pruning. He's slashing. He's dissolving something. Because there's a transformation, there's alteration in your life, saints of God. This was what happened with Israel. It was a total alteration because they had to move forward. Things had to be reorganized. And so they had to depend on God. I'm encouraging you tonight because it's something we're all going through. We all have them empty wagons have been trailing us for years. Just making a lot of noise, a lot of nonsense, unfruitful. But this is an hour where God is saying, don't panic. Rest in me. Don't be afraid. You've gone through so much. You got to trust me. I'm talking to that human part of you. That's what God is doing in this hour. He went down into that deep human parts of me on New Year, that human part of you and I, that part that only God knows what's going on, that human parts of you. You are human. There's a human parts of you that has emotion, that has feeling, and he goes into that human parts of you and lets you know, I made you. I know that human parts of you, and he'll come in, and he'll refresh you, and he'll encourage you. That's what he did for me on New Year. That human parts of me, that human part that needed someone to help me to face the tomorrow. The Spirit of God came into that human part of me, encouraged me, because I'm human. You're human. And so he wanted me to know, I'm doing this. Trust me. So I'm telling you tonight, the human part of you, that's sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's sick and tired of empty wagons in your life, the empty promises in your life. I'm talking about human parts of you. There's a human part in you that's tired, and God see it. And God says, you're going to move forward. I'm going to advance you. I'm going to cause you in your future to be set up by me. John 10:10, please.
The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly.
This is what God was telling Israel. The thief come to steal, to kill, and destroy. I have come because I heard your cry. I'm here in order that you might have life, life in all its fullness, the abundancy. The thief comes to do what? Carry away. And what's some thieves, they do it gradually. You look around, everything is empty. You don't even realize that it was being taken away. Some thieves move secretly against you. But you can trust God tonight. He said, I come to bring life and that more abundant. I'm not talking about that thief that gradually comes in. Before you know it, has sucked you dry. You didn't even know that you were being drained. That's a thief. He said, but I come in order that you may have life in all its fullness. He's not going to let that thief carry away your goods any longer. This is what this word was saying. If you trust God, thanks to God. Rely on God. Psalm 118:8 said, have no confidence in the flesh. Have confidence in God tonight that the Lord says, I see your future because I created you. And I know it's your time to go ahead, to move ahead. It's your time to move forward. I'm encouraging you tonight because it's new beginning. And God is so concerned who's traveling with you on this new beginning. And he, by his sovereign spirit, going to dismantle those empty wagons. He's going to cut them off. He's going to reduce them. Because there's such a change and alteration in your life. To trust in God as we move forward. This is a word of encouragement. He gave me such a word in the shed-in, fresh start. It's time for a fresh start, thanks to God. In order for a fresh start to come in our life for this new year, things have to be altered. Things have to dissolve. There comes a change, a transition. Don't take it personally. God loves you so much. You can trust him tonight that this new start, which is unfamiliar to you, like was unfamiliar for Israel. They didn't know what to expect in the new start, but God gave them confidence that I'm with you, and don't be afraid. God is telling you and I tonight that I'm with you. And don't be afraid. You don't need to do anything but do what? Trust me. And so whatever it is, as God bring you into your fresh start, your new start, and as he dispose of these empty wagons, that means if it's still around you, it's not going to affect you. If you still hear them empty words, it won't affect you anymore. You're going to take it with a grain of sand tonight because you are trusting God. You are trusting God as he bring a change, as he turn things around, as things are replaced in your life. You're trusting God as you move forward because your reliance and your confidence and your assurance is in God. You are entrusting God with your future. I'm entrusting God with my future. I want you to be so encouraged tonight, saints of God. Why? There's a word, Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember not the former things. He said, neither consider the things of old. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Look for God to do the new thing for you. He said, now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? He telling you tonight, you know it right now. Isaiah 43:18-19, stand on it for the whole year. Remember not the former thing. Neither consider the things of old. Behold, God, I will do a new thing. He said, now it shall. He said, it shall. That's a word right now. He said, it shall spring forth for you in this new year. And you will know it. What is God encouraging you tonight to tell you? Take them old grave clothes off the new man. Bury them old grave clothes. Don't hang them old grave clothes on the new man. God is saying, it's a fresh start tonight. Take those old grave clothes and do what? Bury them tonight. Because there's a fresh start coming forth in your life. He said, because I'm going to do it. He said, it shall spring forth. If he say it shall, it shall. Don't worry about how it's going to spring forth. He said, it shall spring forth. That means he shall do it. He will do it. It's time for a change. It's time to move forward, thanks to God. It's time for that improvement that you have need of in your life. It's time for condition to change. It's time for a new stage to come forth in our life. I'm talking about successful changes. I'm talking about successful changes tonight. Maybe unfamiliar to you, but not unfamiliar to God. So this is a time to know this new thing shall take place in my life by faith. Expect it. I don't understand all of it, but God said it, and I believe it. That's what he was telling Israel. Move forward. It's time to move forward. I'm going to do this. Their future is ahead. It's not backwards. Your future is ahead, not backwards. It's time to press forward to the high calling in Christ Jesus. So this is a word of encouragement tonight for what? Successful change. And when God say he's cutting off some empty wagon, believe me, he knows what's empty and he knows what is unfruitful. And so when he dissolves something, we must trust him that it shall be replaced with something very good. I'm talking about something very good. Because he's that kind of God. He's a God of what? Improvement. He's a God of improvement. And so this is a word to encourage you in your new year, in your new beginning, in your fresh start. That he says, I'm going to do it. He said, remember the former thing, not to consider the things of old. Behold, I will. That's a promise. I will do a new thing. He said, now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? He's telling you tonight, I'm going to cause this thing to spring forth for you, this new start, this new beginning, this improvement, things to be better as you move forward. God shall organize. He organized everything for Israel. All they had to do was trust God. And they that trust God receive. They that didn't, all they mind went back to the what? The garlic, the fish, and whatever it was back there in Egypt. When things unfamiliar to them, and they didn't realize what was going on. Now, God's already in control. They started grumbling and mumbling what they had in Egypt. And it was nothing good back there for oppression. But all they were thinking about, that old stuff. They didn't have a transformation in their mind because they weren't ready to move forward. There are some people not ready to move forward, and you can't pull them because you need to trust God to get you forward. And so there were those that was among them who was not ready for the new thing. They wanted to return back to Egypt to be oppressed just for some food that they were familiar with. But this is a word to encourage you as you travel. We must have God to travel with us. It's so important in our destination, to the journey. And what happens? He said it again. I shall cause it to what? Spring forth. Why? Because he's with you. Don't worry about empty wagons. You never got anything out of it anyway. So why worry about something you never received? God has something great in store for us this year. But we must allow him to be who? God. To cause us to move forward and to advance. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, we thank you tonight for the power of your word. Your word does exactly what it says. We have to trust and we must believe you. Father, there's many things that happened in the past. many disastrous things, but Father, I call on your name tonight for your name and for your spirit to heal us, Father, from 2018, from 2017. Those things that has been disaster. Many times we have created destructive things because we have had destructive lifestyles. And we bring those old patterns to the new. So those destructive past, those lost opportunities, they're lost. They're lost. They have been just because we were not transformed. But we need a transformation tonight in our hearts and our mind to go into the future. So I pray this prayer for destructive behavior in 2017, that the Spirit of God would deliver us from those empty wagons, those things that have been destructive to our past. And we have lost great opportunities. But your words say you are God of a fresh start. You are God of a new beginning. So someone need a new beginning. Somebody need a fresh start. And I thank you, Father, for the Spirit of God to enable them not to continue to walk in a destructive path, to not continue to lose opportunities to tonight. I come in faith in Jesus' name that the enabler, the Spirit of God, will come in and support us tonight, that those ways, that those actions will not interfere with our future. I come in repentance to tonight in Jesus' name. You say, hallelujah, godless sorrow, work in repentancy. We come repentant of the thing, the destructive thing that we have caused ourselves. Can't blame God because he's a good God, not a hard God, but a kind and tender God. Forgive us for our destructive past, for opportunities that we messed up, for doors that we closed because of our destructive behavior that we have allowed to come over in this past of our life when we received the new birth. And we have not yielded to the characteristics of the Lord Jesus. And once we say yes to the Lord, that means yield, and the Lord comes in, he purges, he prunes, and he comes in, his spirit begins to embody us, and our characteristics change. But many times we will not yield and say yes. And when we don't say yes, that old man going to continuously to cause destructiveness in our lives. So we repent tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. And we say yes to your will. And the Spirit of God come in and take over our bodies, mind, spirit, and soul. And that the characteristic of God bring forth a progress tonight in this transformation, in this new start, that we're bearing the old grave clothes. Because we are resurrected tonight because of repentancy. And we thank you for the Spirit of God, the enabler, to cause us to move forward tonight. And every empty wagon that want to tag along with us, we put God in charge. God in charge tonight to every empty thing in our lives, everything that has made a lot of noise that has been unfruitful. We call God to get in charge of those empty wagons tonight, and that the Spirit of God do exactly what he has need of doing in order for us to progress tonight in Jesus' name. And as you told Israel, it's time to move forward. Father, we thank you. We're going to stand on your word tonight that it's time to move forward, and you, God, have gone before us, oh God. You know what's ahead, oh Father. You know, oh Father, what enemies, what demonic spirit, what demons want to stop our advance tonight, because you have gone before us, Father Jesus, and we trust you tonight, God, with our future. We thank you tonight, God, our dependence is on you. We have security in you, and we are going forward in your name tonight. In the name of Jesus, I send the word of healing now in Jesus' name to everyone tonight that's going into a new path, that's going forward, that the Spirit of God will keep them from slippery slopes
tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will catch them before they fall in the name of Jesus. Because anything unfamiliar, we sometimes make bad judgment, but we got to trust God as we move forward tonight. So I thank you tonight, Father, for you being our rear guard, for you, God, hallelujah, seeing everything before we even go forward. You are our rear guard tonight in Jesus' name, and we trust you tonight, Father. I thank you for the spirit of success. I thank you for the spirit of prosperity. I thank you for the spirit of healing. I thank you for miracles, for those that need a miracle to be activated as they go forth in this new beginning in Jesus' name. For your word says so, Father. I stand on Isaiah 43:18-19. You said, O God, remember not the former thing, neither consider the things of old. You said, behold, I will do a new thing, it shall spring forth. I thank you for you causing it to spring forth tonight in the people of God's life, that the Spirit of God will see the thief, hallelujah, that's desire to surround them, and the Father will come in and tell that thief tonight, you have no permission tonight to take from my children. In Jesus' name, I thank you for stopping the thief tonight in Jesus' name over their lives. And I thank you for the fullness of God to begin to overflow, God. Everything that's lacking, everything the thief, hallelujah, has came and dissolved in their lives. I thank you for the Spirit of God to give them a new beginning. I thank you, oh Father Jesus, for doing the supernatural for them. I thank you for them to regain tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh Father, that they are no longer taking the leftovers, but God, you're doing something beautiful, something brand new in their lives. I thank you, Father Jesus, that the Spirit of God will come against terror and panic and anxiety that will alarm them tonight in Jesus' name. Because your word says, fear not, fear not. I send the word to stop terror. I send the word to stop panic. I send the word to stop anxiety, every spirit that will alarm them in their emotion that's false in Jesus' name. I lose the spirit of the word to dismantle in Jesus' name, to stop it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you tonight, God, that your word say you shall fight for us in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Jesus, for every unfamiliar place that Jesus, you're fighting for us right now in Jesus' name. You're setting up the stage. You're causing us to cross over. There's a shift in our lives. We shall accomplish this in Jesus' name. We will not fail in the name of Jesus. We shall have a spirit of improvement over us in Jesus' name, for we shall advance. And Spirit of God is organizing our lives as never before, because it's time to progress. It's time to pass over into the new beginning. And Jesus, I thank you that everyone that's trying to hold on to grave clothes tonight, that the Spirit of God snatch it tonight from them. Snatch it tonight in Jesus' name. Those old grave clothes, that the Spirit of God remove those old grave clothes tonight, because they have been resurrected because of the blood. The old grave clothes cannot stay on the new man that has come forth by the word of God tonight. And I praise you for it tonight, Jesus. So many are so handicapped, they don't know how to loose anything. But God, do what we cannot do for ourselves. I renounce that handicapped spirit, that spirit of relying on the old grave clothes, that old way, in Jesus' name, that has reduced. But tonight, I send the spirit of the word tonight to go into those places, oh God, and remove the old grave clothes tonight in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the spirit of healing. I thank you for the spirit of deliverance. I thank you that every wounded spirit tonight, I thank you for the Holy Ghost to touch those wounded places in the name of Jesus, and that the Spirit of God will take, hallelujah, band-aids off, and that the wounds can clear by the blood of Jesus tonight. And I thank you, Jesus, for the needs to be met as they go forth in this new beginning in Jesus' name. I pray in Jesus' name for the helpless, for the homeless, for those that's experiencing injustice, that the Spirit of God arise, that the Spirit of God give them justice. I thank you for every law that's not justice tonight, that the Spirit of God overrule everything that will cause harm to the poor in Jesus' name. And I thank you tonight for of salvation to go into those places and draw in those that need to be saved. In Jesus' name, I pray for prodigal sons and daughters to return back to God in the name of Jesus. I pray that new doors be opened. I thank you for somebody who needs a miracle out there tonight by the Holy Ghost, that the Spirit of God activate a miracle in their lives in Jesus' name. Do the impossibility in the name of Jesus. I pray for healing for the sick, for those that have bad announcements over their lives. I pray the healing virtues of Jesus come against every announcement that's not full of wholeness, wellness, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father Jesus, for the spirit of sickness and disease to come subject to the blood. I cast it out in Jesus' name. Be ye healed in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for healing now to move over every area that's sick, and the Spirit of God will come in now and cause their body, mind, spirit to walk in wellness by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for new doors they're walking through. I thank you for the Spirit of God to enable them to walk through the doors. I thank you, O Father Jesus, that any spirit that's been sent out against them to hinder them as they walk, that the Spirit of God take charge tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you for new opportunities. I thank you, Father Jesus, that your word said that you're going to do this for them. We stand on what you said, that you're going to bring it forth by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you for the doors of opportunity by the hand of God who have created it for them tonight. They're going to stand, believe it, and receive it by faith in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for success over them this night in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the spirit of reconciliation over families, oh Father, that need to be healed tonight. You say you are the repairer of the breach in Jesus' name. Repair family relationships in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father Jesus, for great and mighty things for your people tonight by faith in Jesus' name, because your word said it. They shall advance. They shall go forward, because you are with us. And God, we thank you tonight that we're standing on your word, that the Spirit of God will oversupply us, where we will not walk in lack, and that the Spirit of God will give us an overflow tonight in the abundancy of the good things from above. And we praise you for it. We expect it. The spirit of expectancy is over us. We will not receive any evil tidings tonight, because our heart and our mind is fixed on you, Father Jesus. And we thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name, for you are the Lord God that's in control of our future. And we entrust you tonight, because victory is ours today, because we believe. And God, we thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. We thank God for the prosperity. We thank God for the alteration. We thank God for the change. We thank God for the increase. And this year, we believe. Why? Because we entrusting our future into the hands of God, the one that created us and know exactly what we have need of when we have need of. He made us, thanks to God. He knows what we have need of. And so we are surrounded with the love of God as never before. We just got to believe it, receive it by faith, and thank God for the change, for the fresh start in your life by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.